Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 10th of September, delivered to sanctified participation. In yesterday's devotions, we considered that the blood of Christ's circumcision must come between a husband and a wife for the purpose of severing them from the demands of their former fallen romantic ways of relating with one another. Consequently, they are individually delivered to their sanctified participation as a godly husband or as a godly wife within the marriage relationship. Furthermore, they accept that the blood of the covenant that Christ shed in seven wounds is the provision of life within every relationship, including in their relationship with their children. The further implication is that a household will be hindered from truly meeting from house to house within the four foundations of agape fellowship, that is, the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, breaking of bread and prayers, unless the blood of Christ's circumcision has been allowed to first sanctify their marriage relationship and each relationship within their family. As we are illuminated to this truth and learn to acknowledge our need for the blood of Christ to sanctify all of our relationships, we will testify in the same manner as the Apostle Paul, who said, "But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." Paul's statement exemplifies the culture of choosing the cross of Christ and its sanctifying impact upon every relationship. Like Paul, we are able to accept the reality of the relational fallout, for example, the potential loss of relationship, that may occur as a result of our choice to be sanctified in our relationships, as the cross of Christ comes between us and every other person. This relational distress may be experienced within the marriage relationship and within the relationships in our family, in the church, and in the broader community. The references used in today's devotions are Mark chapter 14, verse 24, Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. For further study, Galatians chapter 5.